For Petersburg School District, the veto equals $186,678.
We planned for all this.
That's Superintendent Erica Klutpainter. She's speaking by telephone from Idaho, where she has been vacationing. She says the veto is not great news, but they are fortunate that the district has a healthy fund balance.
We're disappointed, but we're not completely shocked. So we're going to be okay.
Klutpainter says it helps that the school district has a good relationship with the borough, and they took a careful approach to budgeting for fiscal year 2017, knowing things were uncertain.
You know, in kind of typical Petersburg conservative fashion, which is why we're in such a good position, we did not move forward with, for example, hiring any additional staff or that sort of thing, because we really just felt unsure.
She says they could use another teacher at the high school.
We've got some teachers that are pretty overloaded there. It's something that we really still need there, but we really decided not to make a move.
$6.3 million of the education veto cuts new funding per student, known as the base student allocation. Each student was going to get an increase of $50, which was supposed to help offset inflation and cost of living increases. Klutpainter says the school district didn't budget for the increase anyway because it was so up in the air. But she says that's nothing new.
It's been so inconsistent over the years. I mean, even in my time here, like maybe they'll do 1 year where they'll give a $300 increase, but then they won't do another increase for 2 or 3 years, you know. So it's been really inconsistent, so much of a yo-yo that it just makes it really hard. And you just kind of have to move forward and, you know, make your best guess and be pretty conservative. So that's what we keep doing.
The Petersburg School District will still have to go back and look at the budget in August and present a new version to the school board. The one the school board saw in June is now outdated. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.